Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and welcome to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. This time we sit down with Elvie Shane. This was recorded Friday, May the 6th. Elvie was getting set to play the Grand Ole Opry the following day on May the 7th, and he would be our Opry Next Stage artist for May of 2022. A lot to get caught up with, and always a joy to chat with Elvie Shane. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
The Opry kind of came from the same place that I did, from, you know, gospel and hillbilly music and country music. I mean, it just feels like I've been able to come to the family reunion for the first time, you know what I mean? So when you're looking around, as you gain success, and I believe as you gain success in any platform or business or whatever, it takes a little bit of an army to build up around you. So I feel like it's easy to be humble and stay grounded because you see how many other people it takes to make it happen. It's not just you ever.
And to get to be the next stage artist, I mean, it's an honor. So I greatly appreciate it, and I hope that I continue to put music out that speaks to what the Grand Ole Opry is about. What's up, everybody? Elvie Shane here, and I am an Opry Next Stage artist. Hear my music and discover more at opry.com/next stage.
Opry Next Stage artist for the month of May, and here we are in the big middle of it. Elvie Shane joins us live, and your buddy Aaron Ratier just left. I said, you guys know each other. There's got to be a Kentucky connection, and he lit up, didn't he, Kelly?
He did. He said, I was just riding with him.
Yeah, of course. All us people in Kentucky know each other pretty well, don't we, there, Mr. Cody?
Well, Aaron and I had never met, and within seconds had more in common than either one of us could have believed, literally in about a 30-second conversation. But congratulations on your Opry Next Stage status this month. We're very proud of you and proud for you, buddy.
Man, that's pretty cool. That's big things for a little old hillbilly like me, you know what I mean? That's pretty cool. I told them the other day, they asked me what it meant. And, you know, just for the Opry to have been so important to keeping country music alive for so many years. I just got done reading Johnny Cash's autobiography, and he talked a lot about the Opry and the hee-haw and all that stuff, you know. And this stuff's been around for a long time. To be a part of it means the world to me. So thank you, guys.
Man, things have been just on fire for you, and I know that this has been a long time coming. For people that weren't familiar with the grind that you put in before, it looks like overnight success, but how many years in the making has it been, Elvie?
Well, I'll be 34 here in just a couple weeks. I've been singing since I can remember. Mom says I was born on a Sunday, and the following Sunday she had me wrapped tightly beside a hymnal, so I've been singing since I could make noise, I reckon.
And that was at the Walnut Grove Missionary Baptist Church, Caneyville, Kentucky, if I remember correctly.
That's right, man. Every Sunday, Wednesday night, and third Saturday of the month.
For the visiting preachers coming in on the third Saturday?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yep. Baptist kid.
He knows what it's about. Yeah.
We all have a history, yeah, don't we? If you're Baptist, we have a shared history. One of the things I was most proud of was a quote that you said, these days when I'm on stage, I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And not everybody wakes up every day feeling, whether it's in the music business or life in general, doing what they were called to do.
Yeah, man, I feel very blessed and privileged to be able to get up on a stage and do something that I've dreamt about my entire life. And to be able to tell stories, you know, that my personal stories that relate to so many folks like me. I was telling somebody the other day, being relatable isn't really all that hard if you think about it, because none of us are really all that special. There's a lot of people just like us out there. So if you just tell your story, you're bound to relate to somebody, you know.
That's a good way to put it. I just saw something. Your dad has a saying about Eric Church. You want to tell us about that saying?
I was telling Driver Williams this here a while back, Driver, writer and plays guitar for Eric. And Dad says Eric's like a bologna sandwich. When you're hungry and you can't find nothing else to eat, you can always eat a bologna sandwich and it's going to be good. And that's what Eric Church is to music for my pops. You know?
And from somebody that ate bologna sandwiches growing up, that's high praise right there.
Does Eric know that quote is out there?
I don't know, Lord. I haven't told him myself. I will if I ever run into him. He'd probably get a kick out of it.
Oh, I think
if he met that, he'd really get a kick out of it.
He'd have merch with that on there in no time at all.
Bologna sandwich.
I just want 10%. I just want
10%. Yes.
So let's go back to the night you debuted at the Grand Ole Opry. My boy was doing things for you on the charts and in your life that you could only have dreamt. I got to believe, Alvy.
Yeah, still to this day, man, I'm still running into people every now and then that are hearing it for the first time. And that song is just, you know, that's, like I said, my story. And I went out singing that song for so long and just watched it turn into everybody else's song over the years. So to be able to start with that song, and it means so much to me and my family, and turn around and mean so much to a multitude of people, it's a pretty awesome thing.
You have Backslider that's out, and I know you've been collecting songs for the next album, but that first album that you get to put out, that one is the one that you've worked your whole life for. So is it easier or a little bit harder to think about what's coming next?
Oh, man, it's hard. I was watching Toby Keith talk about this. I went to the Country Music Songwriters Hall of Fame gala here a while back, and he was talking about he had his whole life to write the first record. What in the world was he going to do for the next one? But,
right.
You know, I'm still just digging in to the things that I'm feeling, the things that I'm experiencing, and also trying to find the boundaries and push them a little bit. I think that throughout the history of country music, we've had people who've came in and changed things up and done things different and followed their path. And that's where you see the road to success more often than not. So I want to enjoy what I'm doing first and foremost. And I just hope that people enjoy it in return.
Well, Aaron Ratier, who just left, and we were talking about your friendship and collaborating, Charlie Maddow said to him, said, man, just soak it all in, go so fast on your debut, which he will be doing in a few hours. I'm going to read a quote that I got from you online, actually on the Opry website. This is about your debut night, which is, actually, I cannot believe it has been just over a year.
Yeah.
It was April of 2021, but it says, I bet I used the bathroom 17 times in 45 minutes leading up to my time on stage. Then, and this is where it gets good. My childhood friend, we went to high school together. Then Clarence Spaulding from the management company walks up to me, puts his hand on my shoulder and says, walk slow, baby. Just walk slow.
Yeah. Walk slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if he knows I did that, but I love tattoos. I know some people don't like them, but I love them. And so I got walk slow on my hand to always remember that.
Hey, we referenced my boy. My girl is about 10 months old now, right?
Yeah,
man. She's upstairs. She's crazy, man. She, like, within a week's time, I left, and she was like this, still this sweet little thing that just smiles all the time. She still smiles all the time, but now she's out to get you. She was like punching me and her mom in the mouth this morning in the bed. She's like, where did you come from? You know?
Kentucky. That's where she came from.
Yes.
So where is Mandy from? Is she a Kentucky girl or?
Mandy's from Monticello, Kentucky. Okay. So about 3 hours east of where I grew up. But we live over there now. I'm back and forth to Nashville just about every week or every other week, whatever I got to do.
And where'd the two of you meet?
We met in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We had both been going to Western Kentucky University, but couldn't figure out what we wanted to be when we grew up. So we decided to go back to her hometown, have a fresh start. And I love it over there. It's beautiful country and good people, good, hardworking, blue collar people, the ones I'm used to being around. So
good stuff. We're going to show a performance from you at Ole Red coming up in just a little bit. Tell us about being there and playing at Ole Red, because that is, I think, one of the most fun stages. Like, the Opry is hallowed stage, the Ryman, that is, you know, special ground. You get in Ole Red and it's like, all right, we're here to have a good time.
Yeah, it's wild. I've never played a whole lot down on Broadway, but I've just stepped up on stage a couple times here and there and played some songs. But the energy's always on Broadway. I mean, it's oozing out of the doors and onto the sidewalks every time you go down there, you know. But I actually got to play Ole Reds. I think I was the very first artist to play Ole Reds when it was Ole Reds. Before it opened, I went in there and played for a few folks that I don't know if they were investors or what, but I went and got to play a few songs for some folks. So technically, I'm the first person to ever play Ole Reds. It's pretty cool. A lot of people have told me that knew Blake, you know, when he was first starting and stuff, that I remind them of him, and I've never met Blake, so if we are anything like, maybe we'll like each other, or maybe we'll just have to duke it out, because I can't hardly stand myself sometimes. But
Opry Next Stage Artist for the month of May, LV Shane. Is LV, is that short for something, or what is your full name?
No, it's my name, ELVIE. I was born and given that name by my mom and daddy. I can't take no credit for it, but yeah, it's named after my great grandfather, LV Payton.
Huh, how about that? Now we know the story. Well, we're going to close with Miles Take. It's an exclusive Opry Next Stage performance. Kelly mentioned an acoustic performance from Ole Red. Thank you so much. You're at the Opry. You're playing the Opry tomorrow night as the Opry Next Stage artist for the month of May 2022, LV Shane. Congratulations.
Hey, thank y'all for sharing Miles. That's my favorite song on the record. It means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Well, here we go. 6:50 a.m. WSM Circle Television. LV Shane plays here.
Spray a little ether in the breather and hope she cranks. Pour a little Folgers from the thermos and take a drink. Hard pack them Marlboro Reds. Check the oil and the recap treads.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee Country and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.